Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we glorify you and we magnify you, God. Lord, I'm just asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. I've entitled this morning's message, Can the Church Say Amen?
Amen.
Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Listen, there are times, even through suffering, even through trials, even through tribulations in our life, because Jesus said, before he returns, there will be many tribulations. We think it's the giant wars and all that. No, there's tribulation in our personal life. Can I get amen? And there are challenges. But through it all, can you say amen? Can you still say amen? So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. And I'm going to have the Word of God right up here. And let's read it. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, old Slewfoot, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And let me tell you, this adversary is a real adversary. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I know some of the churches don't talk about old Slewfoot, but he's real. He's a real entity. And if he can cause you to slow your roll with God, that's his whole intention, is to stumble you and fumble you and to cause havoc in your life, to cause hindrances in your life. But here's the key for us right up here. Resist him. Say that with me. Resist him. Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. I heard some kind of all-day thing at the Rock Church, and it didn't go so well. And it was all about prosperity. So my question is this. What about the saints in Iran and China? The underground churches, that if they are known and found out, they lose their head. For the where's their Mercedes? Where's their Hummers? Where's their house on Cherry Hill? Did God forget about them? Are they a lesser saint than us? No. It's not about that, right? It's about where are you in him? Where are you in Christ? Where's your perspective? That we are to learn to die to self. We are to learn, like Paul said, I lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets me. You see, we can get in the way all by ourselves and then drown in pity parties. But look at this. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to the eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after you have suffered a while. What? You mean we're going to suffer some things? Happy Church won't talk about that. The Prosperity Church won't talk about suffering. But there are suffering. How many venues have you been to? How many outreaches have you been to? People come to the altar. Why? Because they're hurting. They're hurting. and they need a touch from God. Because God's the only one that can fix it. Can I get an amen? You know, our earthly doctors take these two, call me in the morning. But when's the last time you fasted and you prayed and you sought the Lord? Oh God, see, Paul, he sought the Lord. Because there was a thorn in his side and he wanted it gone. And God would just answer him, my grace is sufficient. There's some things that we have to, hallelujah, go through in life. Can I get amen? So that God could teach us some things. That it's not always going to be a rose garden. It's every day's not going to be Thanksgiving. But we're going to go through some things. Can I get amen? Look at this. After you suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Praise God. You see, there's a process what God wants to do in our life. A process. And so look at this right up here. Trials, difficulties, and suffering bring out a variety of attitudes and responses within us. Some of us will go, why me, God? When the doctor gives you a report and says, it looks like it's terminal. And we say, why me, God? And then sometimes God will answer us, why not you? Why not you? You see, saying some people become angry with God for allowing the hard situations of life, while others are able to rejoice in him, knowing that he's doing something good in their lives, even through the hardship. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so, saints of God, many times, and most times, our most common response when we enter into a trial, we have to understand and ask God this. What is the purpose? There's purpose in all things. The Bible says in the book of Romans 8:28, and all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his will and purpose, right? So all things work together, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The great times, when you're high on the mountaintop, man, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, yeah, and then God puts you in the valley. Can you praise him in the valley? Can you still praise him in the valley? Hallelujah. When everything has fallen apart, people walk out on your life, kids on drugs, hallelujah, you lost your job, can you still give them praise and glory? Come on, I want to give them praise and glory right now. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we serve a mighty God. You know, there's a song, it was an old song, what a mighty God we serve. You know that one? What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, where's that tambourine? Come on, where's that tambourine? I know that's old school, right? But some things don't die. Praise God. And then we'll ask this kind of question right up here. Is, why me, my child, or my family? What's going on, God? Yet so many times, saints of God, we don't understand. And God doesn't reveal the reason to us right away. Can I get amen? I'm so glad that he doesn't reveal it right away. Because you know what? He loves us with an everlasting love. But there's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. And we could draw as close as we can with him. And his presence will be there. His love. We know he's wrapped his arms around us. But guess what? He's still allowing you to go through that trial. Why? Because when you don't understand why something has happened, remember these basic truths that we're going to look at right now. I need you to catch this. The prophet Jeremiah spoke of this. And you need to really let it settle into your heart this morning. Can I get an amen? And we got to see that the Lord's perspective is what? Complete. He's complete. We're incomplete. He's working on us every day. I hope you know that. None of us have arrived. I hope you know that. If you think you arrived, you're deceiving yourself. We're going through things every day. And so the Lord understands who we are. Can I get an amen? And so this is what he spoke to the prophet Jeremiah. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a what? Hope. Then when you call upon me and go and pray to me, here's the key. You notice there's something we must do. Go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me. When's the last time you truly sought him with fasting and prayer on the situations that you are experiencing right now? Or do we just go to our brother and sister, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me? Or we get a hold of our HMO and PPO and can't wait, and they'll put you in line. We'll see you in 2 months. When's the last time we sought the Creator who created us? Did you know that God knows how to fix you? He knows every cell and fiber of our being. He knows what we're made of. And he knows that we came from the dust. Look at this. And I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me. And when you search for me, with what? Some of it? Some of your heart? All your heart. It's got to be all your heart. Amen. Secondly, let's look at this, saints of God. The Lord is full of love, mercy, and compassion. How many believe that? Amen. Even through your hardest trial, even through all the pain you're going through, how many can honestly say, I wake up and there's pain in my body? Hello. Huh? Oh, yeah. And we're looking for all these remedies. And there's at least 50 of them on TV. You know, I catch a little Fox News and they're always this infomercial. Relief pain or pain relief. Just another form of addiction. You see, my friends, his righteousness, his mercy, his goodness and kindness is from everlasting to everlasting. Can I get an amen? It's endless with him. And don't think for one moment, and don't believe the enemy, where the enemy will come to you and say, God doesn't care. The enemy came to Eve in the garden. Did God really say that? We're so easy to be deceived by the wrong voice. And whatever he's allowed in our lives are motivated by certain qualities. I want you to catch this. King David and Paul, they had something in common. They suffered for the name of God. Back in the Old Testament, it was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the New Testament, he's now been revealed as the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Can I get amen? Amen. So let's look at this. In Psalms 23:6, King David wrote, surely, say that with me, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How many want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Hallelujah. Well, guess what? We're going to go through some things before he takes us home. Can I get amen? Amen. You know why we go through some things? Because the person in your life needs to know that God's able to see you through. And that you will testify about his goodness, about his mercy. He allows us to help someone else. Not just for our own benefit. Praise God. Look what Paul wrote to the Colossian church right up here. Therefore, the elect of God, turn to your neighbor and say, you are the elect of God. Hold off before you tell, hey, you're holy. No, we are holy because of the blood. Can I get an amen?
Thank you.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on what? This is an outcry to us, the church. Put on tender mercies.
Yes.
Why do you want to minister to someone or your friend or your family member, whatever, like you just drank some prune juice? Or you put salt in your mouth? That don't look like tender mercy to me. Look at that. Kindness, humility, meekness. And long-suffering patience. There's people in your life, you're saying, man, you're getting close to the last straw here. You know what? God is saying, be long-suffering with them. Ask yourself this, was he long-suffering with you? We were knuckleheads before we came. Chief sinner. Paul said, I was a chief sinner. Man, I want to run up to that line and move him out of the way. No, I was the chief sinner. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. That's the hardest thing to do, is forgive someone of their transgressions. So next time you have this spirit of guile rise up against someone that you cannot forgive, you need to be reminded of the cross. Jesus said it best, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And sometimes people that wrong you, that have offended you, listen, forgive them. Let it go. Don't let it fester in there. Can I get an amen? Learn to say, I forgive you. Now, if they do something against the law will have its way with them. Because we're under the edict of the king, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to honor the king, but also the law of the land. So if they do something vile and vicious, they will pay for it, amen? But you still got to forgive them and let God deal with it. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. See, this is not Pastor Fee saying this is what you got to do. This is the Word of God saying this is what you must do. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I'm just the mailman this morning delivering the mail. You don't have to open up the envelope. You could look at it as junk mail. You ever get junk mail? I'm just going to toss it. But above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Look at this in verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. If you're a person that gets upset right away, then you gotta put your heart in check. Oh God, put the peace of God in my heart so that I would have compassion to even that one. And that one, and that one. Because many of us have more than just one. I got 11 brothers and sisters that only walking with God. I got to still love them. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I got to still love them. I got to still let my light shine before them.
That's right.
I got to be a constant reminder that God is good.
Yeah.
My youngest sister, Pauline, she plays for a worldly band, and she can sing almost like Sister Leah here. And I've been praying, oh God, deliver her, deliver her. But God said, all you have to do is just turn her over to me. Pray for her, but I will do it in my time. Sometimes we want to do it. I remember when we were little kids, my dad would, I have five brothers and six sisters. And the only place that they could afford to give us haircuts was down in TJ. So they would take us to TJ to go get haircuts. Oh, somebody remember that, huh? And none of us wanted to get on that chair. So he would do this. He would grab our ears. You don't have to grab nobody by their ear. You pray for them. You intercede and ask God, God, I'm trusting in you.
Yes.
That you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for.
Right.
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts to which also you were called in one body. Be thankful. Are we a thankful people? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Be a woman and a man of God in the word. Can I get an amen? Because if you're in the word, guess what? No one will deceive you. Because the word is in me. There are false prophets. I hope you know that. Jesus said, read Matthew 24. There will be many false prophets to deceive you. And if it's all about gluttony and money and this and that, you become a millionaire and this and that, man, put that in check. It's not about that. The prosperity is about your soul and your mind and your spirit growing in Christ for his soon return. Can I get amen? Be purified, that we would have clean hands and holy hands. Praise God. Look at this, that the word of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns. This morning, I'm seriously, if we were under the yoke of the time that we are running here, I would have them worship and worship until we couldn't worship no more. Can I get amen? That's why we need to pray for our new building. Can I get amen? We got to pray for our new. I see it too. I see that new building. Hallelujah. And the saints of God are going to fill it. And we're going to worship like no other time. Hallelujah. Can I get
amen?
Sometimes the worship is all we need at times. Can I get
amen?
There's always going to be room for the word, but we need to bask in his glory. We need to be in his presence forevermore. Let me just say this. Are you going to look at clocks when you're up in heaven? It's time for me to go. I'm getting tired now. I got things to do. There ain't no clocks in heaven. We're going to have the new body. Can I get amen? We're going to worship around the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We're going to be saying, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. If you can't learn to worship now, what makes you think you're going to worship then? Can I get an amen? Oh, that's right. With spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. It cannot be performance. It cannot be the worshipers around this nation, around this world. It can't be what's in it for me. No, it's about emptying yourself and pouring out. Pouring it out. And as he pours it out, he will take care of all your needs according to his riches and glory. We need to be vessels that are ready to pour everything out. Can I get amen? There's nothing to hold on to. This world's passing away. And the lust in it is all fading away. Hallelujah. Thirdly, we need to recognize this. Look at this. God's thoughts and ways are higher than ours. How many believe his thoughts are higher than ours? Or are you someone that got it all figured out? I know a few people. I'm not going to mention their names, okay? You try to share things with them. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. They know everything. One of those brothers, his sister-in-law was here, she'd be laughing. I called him Brother Know-It-All. Everything you try to share, you know, just in conversation. I know. Lord have mercy. Help us, Jesus. Oh, okay, so you don't know nobody like that, right? Just me. But when you go to the Word and see what God says about those kind of issues, look at this. In Isaiah 55, 8, and 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hallelujah. I'm so blessed. Hallelujah. His thoughts are higher than mine. Hallelujah. I'm but a little puny brain up here. Peanut brain. God spoke the whole entire universe into existence. He formed us in our mother's womb. He knows every cell and fiber of our being. And we think we have higher thoughts than him? I know. My goodness. Saints of God, there are some things we will never understand. Why? Because they are beyond our human comprehension. That's when we need to give up that quest and trying to figure it out and let God figure it out for you. Because he already knows. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I get an amen? Fortunately, we should rely. How many is the last time you read the book of Lamentations? See, we all think Lamentation is, we read these at funerals. But there's something good in Lamentations. Oh, that's right. Remember, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, right? So if we go to the Word, look at this. In Lamentations 3:22, look at this. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Every one of us should have been consumed because Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn this world. He said, the world is already condemned. I came to save it. Read the book of John chapter 3. Jesus spelled it out. That we came into this world on death row. Dead men walking. And then Jesus came. Hallelujah. And he interrupted our lives. And then we became born again through a spirit of repentance. He quickened us to come alive unto him. Because if he did not, hallelujah, touch us and quicken us, we were still headed to that fiery furnace. Because the world's already condemned. He came to save us. He came to save. But look at this. Because his compassions fail not. Look at this. They are new every morning. I think there's a worship song. Is it new every morning? His mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I think, didn't we sing that song? Great is your faithfulness today? Great is thy faithfulness. This is a song that was birthed out of Lamentations. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. Is your hope in Jesus? You see, Peter advises us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We are supposed to cast all of our cares, anxieties, all the things that plague our heart, we are to cast it upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. We just read, resist old Slewfoot, right? And he will flee from you. Don't be there entertaining him. He wants to lull you into sin. Listen, all he needs to do is get your focus off of God, and he's done his job. But look what Matthew wrote right in here. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. That is the key to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We are to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. Listen, you need to understand there is no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. We're all equal at the cross. Throw the titles out. Throw your position out. I'm just thankful that God saved me from my iniquity. Can I get an amen? He saved each and every one of us. And so the key is to humble yourself. And then James, one of the apostles, took it even further. Look at this. But he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw far from God. Oh, did I write that down right? No. Draw near to God. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. You have to believe what God says. Draw near to him. He will draw near to you. You want to be near to God? Well, then draw to him. Block out everything. Shut the TV off when you go, man, you know what? Put the dog outside for a little bit. Put your phone on silent or shut it off and get before him. And say, and when's the last time you were on your knees and said, oh God, I love you. I bless you and pray. And you just start telling him how magnificent he is and how glorious he is. Because he deserves that praise from us. He deserves the honor and the glory and the praise. Then you could bring out your laundry list. But we bring that out first before we even tell him how much we love him. Love him with your whole heart and soul and mind. Look at this. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Whoa. And purify your hearts, you double-minded. Look what it says in verse 9. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and then he will lift you up. Well, you know what? In a nutshell, empty yourself. Die to self. Yes, my body is suffering. Yes, someone did me wrong. Yes, there's people on my job I can't stand. All that, you bring it to him and say, God, I lay it at your feet. Help me get my heart right. Because it's all about the issues of our heart. It's about the issues of our heart. Look at this. Whenever you experience pain, disappointment, or distress, how do you respond? How do you respond? That's a good question, huh? Every one of us in here responds in a whole different manner. And let me just say this. There's no, I'm going to say as politely as I can. There's no good way and a wrong way. Because we're all different. Even though we're all made in the image of God, but God knows us personally. Can I get amen? And he deals with us on a personal basis and level. I shared in our men's Bible study. The things that stumble you probably won't stumble me, and the things that I do and stumble me may not stumble you. It's all about God's perspective and his word and your heart. Where's your heart at? Is it in the right place with God? You gotta ask yourself, every one of us, and one of the things on the top of the list is we have agendas. So what's your agenda? Number one, is it to glorify God, magnify God? Or is there a secret agenda that only God sees? But you have an agenda that doesn't line up with God. This is where we have to search our heart. Can I get amen? We got to search our heart. Search our heart. Look at this right up here. Do you see it as God's way of getting your attention when we go through trials, tribulations, sufferings? This should be our first thought when we enter into a trial and suddenly it hits us. You know, there are things in our life, it's suddenly. It's not a progression. Some things come suddenly. And where are you? Where are you and God with this? He's there to help us. I hope you know that. You know, an accident, a loss of a job, as I mentioned, trouble in our family. A lot of times those things will stop us in our track. Well, that's right. They'll just stop. Wait a minute. The world just stopped right there for you. Oh, that's right. Another thing that's on that list is loneliness. Well, we all want to be loved. We all want to have relation. But here's the key. Honor the king. And he will bring that good desire that he placed in us to be loved, to have a relationship, but it's got to be God's way. Can I get an amen? Amen. It's got to be God's way. Because if you're walking around having a Burger King life, having it your way, God's going to withdraw himself until you actually fumble the ball, and then he'll come alongside and try to pick up the pieces for you. Wait on God. A lot of times we got to wait on God. Listen, when I got saved, the day I got saved, believe it or not, my first wife, her and I, we weren't saved. And then I got saved and she put me away. She gave me my decree. And so I would come to church faithfully. And what used to really just... I would mourn. In the first church I attended, I would see the families come in with their children. And I used to go before God. I used to say, oh God, will that ever happen for me again? Oh God, will I ever have a family again? Oh God, would I ever have someone that will love me and I can love them? And here's what God did for me. He allowed me first to fall in love with him. And as soon as he saw that I truly loved him, then he plucked a flower out of his garden and presented her to me. Now he knows that I can trust in loving this person the way I love him. And for 26 years, we've had a blessed marriage. Everything we touch, I'm only boasting in Christ. Everything we touch, he turns it to gold. You know why? Because we have a made up mind to honor the king. And to love him with our whole heart, soul, and mind. And to pour out our lives unto you. To watch you grow. To watch you, hallelujah, pick up the bloodstained banner and continue. God is doing something mighty in your lives. Hallelujah. And he's doing it all by himself. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You didn't have to go through a seminar, 12 steps of success. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. How many love King David? Look what he wrote right up here. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will, what, look at this, will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. There's something we must do is seek him. And those 10 years I sought the Lord, I praised him, I worshiped him, I served him. And even through that morning of feeling that, man, God, I desire to have a family again, he allowed me, hallelujah, to learn some things, to learn to love him. Hallelujah. There's some things that God is doing in your life that he's finally removing those things in your life so that you will get yourself out of the way. So that he can propel you in the ministry. He can show you clearly why he's called you and what he wants to do in you and through you. And you will understand your call and you will learn to love what he's doing in your life. You got to love what he's doing in your life. Can I get amen? Because the world will spit you out. The world will pull over to a curb and kick you out and say, I'm done. But not God. Not God. Because he's our refuge in time of trouble. Can I get amen? Number two, look at this. Is God using this to remind you to be totally dependent upon him? Is he? I bet every one of us have this one scripture I'm going to put up here, probably written on a refrigerator door. Maybe it's written in your Bible. Maybe it was the first verse of scripture that you remembered, that you logged in, that it's part of your staple now. Hopefully it is. It's right up here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, what? Acknowledge him. And he will what? He will direct your path. So also, when times of trouble come, when we are going through situations of life, sometimes we question this. Could this be a satanic attack? Did you know the devil comes to church too? There are witches and warlocks and evildoers. But guess what? God will pull their cover. Let God pull their cover. God doesn't want us to look around. Because then we all would have to leave. God will pull the cover. He will pull the cover. Oh, that's right. That's right. Be careful. Be careful. Jesus said in the last days, there will be deceivers. Amen? And so, Peter said it best. Be sober. What does it mean by being sober? That means do not be intoxicated of this world, of this culture. We think it's alcohol. No, it's the culture of this world that wants to pervert your mind. Be sober. Be what? Vigilant. Because your adversary, old Slewfoot, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. He wants to just eat you up, chew you up, and spit you out, and render you useless for the kingdom's sake. But you know what? There's always God there to defend us. Amen? How many are so blessed that God's always there to defend us, to lift us up? Huh? God's always there to restore us. Even when we fumble the ball, when we made a big boo-boo, when we soil our pants. Oh, yes. He's there to clean us up. Can I get an amen? That's what I love about God. His mercies are endless forever. Amen. Look at this. This is why Paul wrote to the Ephesian church. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the Power of whose might?
His might.
Your might?
His.
Some of you couldn't even whoop a flea. Some of you will run from a mouse. Ah! Stop it. Stop it. So God says what? Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. You know what the wiles of the devil means? That means he comes from all angles. He comes in your thought life. He'll come in someone else's life. Because the Bible says that Satan comes as an angel of light. That's a false light. Look at it like this. If you ever are traveling through Las Vegas at night, you see all the glitter, but there's no glory. Can I get an amen? It's all glitter. It's shiny. It's glittering, but there's no glory there. It's the glory of the light of God, hallelujah, that'll transform your mind, that'll lift you up. Can I get an amen? Praise God. And so when we go through these trials, you ever ask this? Look at this. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of darkness of this age. It's talking about this age. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness. There's some things you don't even want to watch on television. How many ungodly, I was watching the Super Bowl. How many ungodly commercials came on? Two men in a tub. Those kind of things, come on. There's kids watching. But that's how blatant the devil is now. He doesn't care. His agenda is to cause people to be perverted, to have them collapse. And shame on the mom and dads that are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to transform their children. These doctors are getting what? Hundreds of thousands of dollars. And God is going to hold every one of them accountable. Can I get amen? Don't think for one moment that these folks got away. So, is God testing our faith? Oh, yes. He's testing our faith. I love his test. Because guess what? If you fail the test, he'll give it to you again. You know, well, sister, when I took my sales agents, test 30 years ago, that one I passed. But then I tried for my brokers. I failed it 3 times in a row. 3 times. I said, this can't be. Hearing God say, I'll equip you. You're going through this for a reason, so that you really comprehend it to help people. I don't want you to rush through this. I want it to get into you so you know exactly how to entreat people and deal fairly with them. And don't be looking at it as a commission only. That you're there for their need. And because God allowed me to go through that, I am so blessed to help people, even in the world that we live in. And I know it's temporary, because those things are passing away. I'd rather be teaching you what thus saith the Lord. Can I get amen?
Amen.
One day, hopefully, we get our own place. We go full time then. Can I get amen?
Amen?
That's right. That's right. Look at this. Can you do this? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, what does it produce? Patience. But look at this. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. This is why God said, take your time, don't rush through this. So that you will be complete, lacking nothing. And in our spiritual life, no differently. Taking God's word. Yes. So here's one thing. We hear God's word. But can we do like the book of James says? Be doers of the word too? And not just hearers of the word? We hear a good word. The brother that used to, love him to death, Brother Leroy Brown. He's already with the Lord. And we had a guest speaker. And I remember I had to leave for a little bit. I had to go to where the Sunday school, there was an issue there. The service was ended. I go, Brother Leroy, how was the message? I don't know, but it was good. Does that happen to us? I don't know. It was good. Let that word get going deep, saints. Let it resonate in your heart, because the word is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. That's what we need. Can I get an amen? And so look at this. Do you have the right to ask God why you're going through pain or difficulty? Because it's a natural response, right? It's natural. Oh God, why? Oh God, why? Oh God, why? And so God gives us his word. Look what he gave to King David. Lord, he asked these questions. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? He had a whole bunch of enemies. I hope you know that. His own king threw spears at him. Why? Because God removed the anointing on Saul. Removed it and said, you are a worker of iniquity now. And I'm raising up, hallelujah, this little ruddy kid. And the anointing's on him. And so King Saul would throw spears at him. Be careful. Guard your heart, saints, that have the anointing of God, because spears will come your way. You know why? Because they're jealous of the anointing. Be careful. Be careful. Look at this. Look at what he says. Why do you stand afar off? Oh, Lord, why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? Sometimes we ask God, where are you, God? Where are you, God? But then God comes back to the defense. Aren't you so blessed for he's a defense attorney?
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Did you know that Jesus is our advocate?
Yes.
Huh? Hallelujah. Come on. Is he our advocate?
Hallelujah.
When the enemy is trying to blackmail you,
yes,
trying to slander you,
Jesus
will step right in front of you and put you behind him and says, I got it. I got this. That's why Paul wrote to the Philippian church, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to him. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many are so blessed to know that? Thank you, God. Listen, I got more, but I want everyone to stand right now. Hallelujah. I believe this is a moment right now. Sister Sherry, Pastor Sherry, can you come up to the altar here? God uses her in many prophetic ways. Sister Cher, I want you to pray right now and ask God to give you what he wants to put in your heart, and pray for some of us here. Amen? Because God, hallelujah, is doing something right now. We saw the sign in Kentucky, right? The outpouring. Is her mic on?
Are you sure? Okay. It's time to stand.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Come, Holy
Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, God. For those of you that are watching right now on YouTube and Facebook, we're going to sign off. But listen, if you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, and then we're just going to have God have his way, but we can't put this on the air. Amen? And so pray this prayer of faith, of salvation, and watch God do the miraculous in your life. Pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. From this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to praise you all the days of my life, in Jesus' name. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Facebook, YouTube, we love you. God bless you. And we will see you soon.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.